American Airlines is adopting the same strategy that has saved its competitors a lot of money. Today, it became the last major U.S. airline to declare bankruptcy. American was once the world's biggest airline and employed aviation pioneer Charles Lindbergh, but it was the only major carrier not to turn a profit last year. The Texas-based airline says that despite its bankruptcy proceedings, customers won't notice a disruption in operations. Longtime CEO Gerard Arpey will retire, however, and he's indicated that he thinks bankruptcy lacks morality because it disregards previous obligations to shareholders, employees, and other business partners. Joining us on the line is Ted Reed, airline reporter for TheStreet.com. Ted, you call this a sad story. Why?
Well, Gerard Arpey really fought to prevent a bankruptcy. In 2003, American came close to bankruptcy, and he just felt it was immoral for the reasons you said, that the shareholders, their stock goes to nothing, employees get hammered, leaseholders and other people, obligations are not honored, and he felt that was immoral and sought to avoid it.
Bankruptcy, of course, can be a business strategy. We've read that American has enough cash on hand to operate, somewhere around $4 billion. So just how dire is American Airlines' financial situation? And is the general industry view that this bankruptcy filing was really necessary?
Yes, I think the industry view is that this was necessary. American has fought to lower cost for a long time. They haven't gotten there, and their labor talks were not going anywhere.
I believe American was the only major U.S. airline that didn't file for bankruptcy in the aftermath of 9/11. In retrospect, would there have been wisdom in doing it back then?
I mean, I guess you have to say yes, there would have been. But, you know, this was a moral issue with Arpey, and employees were going to get hammered. As I said, shareholders were going to get hammered. Nobody wants to go to a bankruptcy. And they just got to a point in labor talks where they can't avoid it. And it's not just the labor talks. It's also on the revenue side. American has lost out because its competitors, its two principal competitors who both filed bankruptcy, lowered their cost and restructured, and then were able to merge with other carriers who had also filed bankruptcy. So American got left behind on both the cost and the revenue side.
On the other hand, when American did avoid bankruptcy previously, the pilots union president, I believe, praised Arpey. Now, of course, as you said, workers may be getting hammered. I think that was your word. Mm-hmm. What does bankruptcy mean for workers? Is this likely to result in layoffs? Are they about to see any pensions they may have evaporate?
I think one of the principal issues is that American, not going into bankruptcy, retained defined benefit pension plans. And, you know, those are kind of a symbol of the past now as America, corporate America restructures, gets away from those plans. American has somewhat more generous health care. They were in negotiations able to pretty much get to accommodations on the health care. But those issues are going to be directly addressed in bankruptcy, because when you negotiate contracts in bankruptcy, the bankruptcy judge makes the final determination, and there's a bias to creating a company that can be profitable going forward. Otherwise, what's the point of bankruptcy?
What about shareholders? Are they also likely to be big losers in a bankruptcy
filing?
They'll
be incredibly big losers. In almost every case, existing shares go to zero, so a company in bankruptcy can issue new stock. So all existing American stock almost inevitably is going to be worthless now.
Now, customers, however, the airline has said will not be very affected.
When Eastern filed bankruptcy, everybody thought there'd be big disruptions in 1989. But the fact is, well, Eastern went out of business. But in the recent spate of bankruptcies, there'd been no impact at all on customers.
The company president today said flights would continue to operate, maybe on a modestly reduced schedule. Tickets will be honored, reservations taken, even frequent flyer miles would be safe.
Yes.
What about airfares? Could we see those going up on American?
I don't think that fares would go up as a function of a bankruptcy, except to the point that American may, going forward, reduce some unprofitable flying. An executive told me today there may be somewhat smaller number of flights on different routes, and that could, at a certain level, result in some fares being higher. But it doesn't mean that low fares will go away. It just means that there'll be less of them at certain times.
You've also said that this could open the door to a merger. Who might be the likeliest merger partner with American? And could that return American to its position as the world's biggest airline?
Well, there's constant talk now that U.S. Airways will be a merger partner with American. I don't think that this is something that American necessarily wants, but U.S. Airways has been looking for a merger partner for years. You have to remember in the bankruptcy that American wants to address cost, but American has also fallen behind in revenue. So expanding its domestic footprint through a merger might help it to increase its revenue.
Ted Reed covers airlines for thestreet.com. Ted, thanks very much.
Good to talk to you.